Money. Master the Game. 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. Author, Tony Robbins. It's your money. It's your life. Take control. We all have money in our lives. What matters is that you master money, and it doesn't master you. But mastery requires 3 levels. First, cognitive understanding, which is your ability to understand the concept. Then, you start getting real value when you reach the second level. Emotional mastery. That's where you have heard something with enough repetition, and it stimulates enough feelings inside you that you become conscious and capable of consistently using what you have learned. But the ultimate mastery is physical mastery. That is to say, when you act without thinking about what you do, because you got the skill through consistent repetition. Welcome to the jungle. The most important financial decision of your life is, what portion of your paycheck can you leave untouched? No matter what else is going on in your life, before you spend anything on your day-to-day living expenses, this is not saving. This is Freedom Fund. Start now. Decide the portion you will save. Commit to it and automate it. How do you automate it? If you're an employee, you can instruct the HR department to send a specific percentage of your paycheck directly to your retirement account. And if you are self-employed, just set up an automatic transfer from your checking account. If you don't have a retirement account, have one immediately. What's the price of your dreams? There are 5 financial dreams: financial security, financial vitality, financial independence, financial freedom, and absolute financial freedom. Of those 5 dreams, you will find yourself committed to only 2 or 3 of them. Financial security is amongst the 5 dreams. It means that 5 things are paid for as long as you live without working: house, utilities, food, transportation, and insurance. All you need to know is the annual income you need to achieve financial security. Calculate the number you have to pay for each of the 5 things monthly, then add them all, then multiply the result by 12 months of the year. There is a simple but very important requirement you have to keep in place: emergency fund. You need some money to cover yourself between 3 to 12 months. This is just emergency cash to protect you until you develop a large nest egg to take care of yourself for the rest of your life without working, no matter what happens. Another dream is financial vitality. It is the place where you can be secure and also enjoy some things without having to work, like clothing costs, entertainment costs, or a little luxury costs. Make the game winnable. Select the one thing you have achieved, something that seemed impossible. How did you do it? It's a simple process of 3 steps. Step 1. Unleash your hunger and desire and awaken laser-like focus. Wherever focus goes, energy flows. When your subconscious mind knows this is an important thing now, so it notices anything related to it. Step 2. Take massive and effective action. If you are willing to do anything, you still have to execute your plan carefully and keep adapting your approach. By consistently taking massive and effective action, adapting your approach whenever it doesn't work, and trying something new, you will move towards your dream. Step 3. Grace, or God's hand. God supports what you are doing. Mindful savings. Life is not a competition. It doesn't matter where you stand in relation to your friends or colleagues or family. What matters is how you finish. It's time to set up a plan. Here's a quick and easy 6-step exercise to get you thinking more purposefully about saving. 1. Rethink your expenditures. 2. How much do these items or activities cost you? 3. Now, on a scale from 0 to 10, how much joy do you get from each of the items above? 4. How would you feel when you have absolute financial freedom? 5. Decide which is more important to you, to enjoy these recurring items or activities, or to be absolutely financially free. 6. Write down at least 3 expenditures you're resolved to eliminate. Calculate how much money this will save you over the course of the next year. Speed up your way to victory. Asset allocation is the one thing that every investment professional has said is the key factor in where you are and where you end up financially. Diversification means dividing up your money among different classes or types of investments in specific proportions that you decide in advance according to your goals or needs, risk tolerance, and stage of life. It decreases your risk when you invest your money, increases your upside returns over time, and doesn't cost you anything. The security bucket. Here are some investment options for the security bucket. Bonds. There are several types of bonds. Some are useful investments, while others can be hazardous. Cash or cash equivalents. You may be rich in assets and feel poor because you have no cash or liquidity. Anyone might have an unexpected emergency, such as a medical bill, legal cost, or home or car repair. So you need some cash to make sure that doesn't happen to you. Certificates of deposit. They are safe as savings accounts. Your home. If you own a home and you rent out all or part of it, it can be a safe way to earn some income. The risk growth bucket. You can get a much higher return in here. The key word is can. You can also lose everything you have invested. Whatever your favorite investment might be, at some point in your life, you can count on it dropping 50% to 70% in value. Here's a sampling of asset classes to consider. High yield bonds. These are bonds with the lowest safety ratings, and you get a higher rate of return than a more secure bond only because you are taking a big risk. Real estate. You can buy property, fix it up, then flip it in the short term. If you buy real estate that has income associated with it, you have two ways to win. You make income along the way, and if the property increases in value, you also have the opportunity to make money when you sell on the appreciation. Commodities, like gold, silver, cotton, and so on. In fact, gold is a superstar in the right economic season, but it could be a bad risk also. And so, it goes in your risk growth bucket for sure. Currencies. Currency trading is just pure speculation. There are people who make a fortune in it, and even more who lose a fortune. Collectibles. Art, coins, automobiles, and antiques. This asset class requires very special knowledge or a lot of time on eBay. The dream bucket. The most important thing is to make a list of your dreams. Put them in order of importance, big and small, short-term and long-term. Write down why you must achieve them or experience them. If you try to figure out a percentage to save without really knowing what you're saving for, it's not going to happen. The secret is knowing what you want, why you want it, and making it a burning passion. Suddenly, your creativity will be unleashed. The wealth of passion. It is important to know what you're really after. Freedom, security, love, whatever you call it. Each one of us finds a pathway we believe will lead to happiness, fulfillment, or meaning. True wealth cannot be measured only by the size of your bank account or the number of assets you have acquired or grown. The key to a rich life is to enjoy it and share it. Our decisions control the quality of our lives. They are the key decisions we make every moment of our lives. If you make them consciously, you literally can change your life in an instant. Decision 1. What are you going to focus on? Your pattern of focus shapes your whole life. Decision 2. What does this mean? The quality of life depends on the meanings we give to things. Your life becomes whatever meaning you give to it. Decision 3. What am I going to do? If you want to shape your actions, the fastest way is to change what you focus on and change the meanings to something more empowering. It is very useful to be aware of what your patterns are when you get frustrated or angry or sad, because you cannot change your pattern if you're not aware of it. Giving is healing. It's not the amount of money you spend, but how you decide to spend it. There are many different ways you can spend your money that will actually increase your happiness. 1. Investing in experience, such as traveling or learning new skills. 2. Buying time for yourself. Whenever we can outsource our most dreaded tasks, such as cleaning, money can transform the way we spend our time, freeing us to pursue our passions. 3. Investing in others. Giving to others brings massively increased happiness. Giving makes both the giver and the given happier and healthier. Life isn't just about me, it's about we. There are extraordinary positive consequences for those who give when it's not easy. It primes our brain. It trains and conditions us to know that there is more than enough. And when our brain believes it, we experience it.